How good is the Lord that he would bring us together in this holy place this very day. How good is the Lord and how wonderfully he has prepared this day for us. There's something for each of us, isn't there? And I know that some of you have participated in these days before. Some of you are frequent flyers, as it were. And you know kind of the pattern of things. This might be the first opportunity for some of you to participate in a day like this. And my counsel to you is let the Holy Spirit be in charge. Let the Holy Spirit be in charge. There is so much that transpires over the course of a day like this, with the opportunity to make a good confession, an opportunity to participate in a beautiful, beautiful rosary procession, something that we don't get too many opportunities to do, the opportunity to hear God's word and a reflection on that word, and above all, the great opportunity to be united with the Lord in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, to be present at the foot of the cross and to receive him in Holy Communion. God has prepared so many wonderful things for each and every one of us. And my counsel to you is the counsel of Pope Leo the Great, Saint Leo the Great, who had told his people that he said that you were trying to comprehend the mysteries of the scriptures and the mysteries of our Lord is like trying to drink all of the water in a rapidly flowing river, trying to drink them all at once. He said, do not despair if you cannot get that river down you in a single gulp, because it's going to be there for you. And the beautiful words from Scripture today that the Blessed Mother cherished all of these things in her heart, and she reflected upon them and that she pondered upon them, and they continued to echo in her heart throughout the rest of her life. Let that be your prayer today, that the Holy Spirit will be in charge of this day, that the Holy Spirit will draw your attention to those things that you should be paying attention to, and that the Lord will find a place within your heart for the seed that is the Word of God to take root and to germinate and to grow and ultimately to bear fruit 30, 60, even 100-fold. If you put the Holy Spirit in charge of this day, you're doing a good thing. We are considering the participation in the prophetic, priestly, and kingly mission of our Lord. Just briefly, the priestly mission of the Lord. What do we mean by the priestly mission? We must remember that in the Old Testament, a priest had a very focused job description, very different from today, when the priest is expected to be the one who presides at the sacred liturgy, preaches the word of God, guides the people of God organized in a parish, opens every letter, answers every phone call, fixes every broken lock, you get the point, don't you? I'm not complaining. Not too much, anyway. The priest today has many facets to his work. In the Old Testament, the teaching was not done by the priest, it was done by the rabbis. The organizational work, the work of shepherding and guiding and leading, tended to be done by the group of elders. The priest's job was singular. The priest's job was to offer sacrifice. The job of the priest was to be a man of sacrifice, to be in the temple, to receive the offerings of the people of God, and then to carry out the sacrifice, to slay the animal that was being offered and to offer it in the fire upon the altar in the temple. The priest was the man of sacrifice. And when we consider the priestly mission of our Lord, it is indeed to be the man of sacrifice, to be the priest, to be the victim, the Lamb of God, and to be the altar of sacrifice. That our Lord fulfills his role as priest at Calvary when he offers the perfect sacrifice, truly his self-oblation, his self-offering, was the offering of the Lamb without stain or blemish, the Lamb that was perfect, the one who was without sin, who alone was capable of being the sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins once and for all. He is the victim of the sacrifice at Calvary, as well as the priest who offers that sacrifice. In his wisdom, our Lord institutes the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist on the night he was betrayed. He institutes the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist not just at any time in his ministry, but on the night before he died at Calvary, to connect what is going on at the altar with what took place at the altar of the cross. We, through the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, are united with the perfect sacrifice. Through the miracle of the Holy Mass, Calvary becomes present to us. We find ourselves through the miracle of the Eucharist. We find ourselves at the foot of the cross. Our worship, our carrying out of his command, "Do this in memory of me," puts us in contact in a most profound way with the greatest sacrifice ever offered, the sacrifice once and for all, the great sacrifice of love, the sacrifice that makes it possible for us to be drawn in to that great love. Who do we find at the foot of the cross? We find the Blessed Mother. We find Our Lady of Sorrows. We can only imagine how her heart was hurting on that day as she witnessed the brutality that her son underwent out of love, as she experienced firsthand what it meant for him to give his all without counting the cost, without holding anything back. When we are united in the sacrifice of the Mass, we find ourselves at the foot of the cross. We find ourselves at Calvary. We find ourselves with our Blessed Mother. She teaches us by her example what it means to carry out the priestly mission of the Lord, that mission of sacrifice. Sometimes we think of sacrifice in terms of the daily sacrifices that we are all called to make, sacrifices that involve suffering, whether it's the suffering of an inconvenience to do a work of mercy, or the suffering of pain through illness or through a chronic condition, or whether it's the psychological pain of knowing that one of our loved ones is way, way off the right path, that they are distant and it seems humanly impossible to get them back where they should be. We experience the cross in these ways. We take up our cross and follow in the Lord's footsteps by patiently enduring, and by uniting our sufferings with his. It's very common in a Catholic hospital or a Catholic healthcare setting to find the image of the crucifix, not in its traditional place in the bedroom, which is above the headboard. That's where we have the crucifix in our rooms, probably, above the headboard. In a Catholic hospital, the crucifix is at the foot of the bed, so that the one in the bed can be looking upon the cross and uniting his or her sacrifices to his, and thereby participating in his priestly mission. We participate in the priestly mission of the Lord every time we are with the Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We are in solidarity with her, and we are allowing her to be our mother. We are allowing her to say those words that we need to hear time and time again: do whatever he tells you. Commit your life to him. Follow in his ways. Say yes when he invites. Say yes to his invitation, come follow me. Say yes to his invitation, leave all things behind. Say yes to his invitation, take up your cross. The Holy Eucharist, the great sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, instituted by our Lord on the night before he died, is the sacrament that connects us most profoundly with his priestly mission and allows us to carry out that unique role in life to which he calls us uniquely. O Mother of men and peoples, you know all their sufferings and their hopes. You feel in a motherly way all the struggles between good and evil, between the light and the darkness which shakes the world. Accept our cry addressed in the Holy Spirit directly to your heart, and embrace with the love of the Mother and the handmaid of the Lord the peoples who await this embrace the most, and likewise the peoples whose consecration you too are particularly awaiting. O you who are the first handmaid of the unity of the body of Christ, help us, help all the faithful who feel so painful the drama of divisions of Christianity, to seek with constancy the way to the perfect unity of the body of Christ by means of unconditional faithfulness to the Spirit of truth and love, which was given to them by your Son at the cost of the cross and death. O you who are so deeply and maternally bound to the Church, preceding the whole people of God along the ways of faith, hope, and charity, embrace all men and women who are on the way, pilgrims through temporal life toward eternal destinies, with that love which the divine Redeemer himself, your Son, poured into your heart from the cross. Be the mother of all our earthly lives, even when they become torturous, in order that we may all find ourselves in the end in that large community which your Son called the fold, offering his life for it as the Good Shepherd.